Hi guys, it's Eric RPG from RP Grinders, and I'm here with another review for you for Axiom Verge 2. And this is a sequel for Axiom Verge. It's been many years since the original game's release, but Tom Happ is back with another game. And this one's quite a bit different for a sequel. For one, it's a completely different setting, and two, there's a much stronger emphasis on both the fact that you're playing in melee combat primarily, and you only have a secondary weapon, which may or may not be a melee weapon, depending on what you decide to assign to that slot. And there's bigger use of the drone in the game, and that's going to be important because a lot of the melee combat in the early in the game is not recommended because you can get your ass kicked pretty easily. So you'd send your drone out and have them fight enemies for you on your behalf, and even if it blows up, you could just wait for it to recharge and then use it again. And you could also hack the enemies while you're in the drone too, so that's another thing you're going to have to do a lot of. And the drone also is useful for actual game progress as well, because there's only certain areas that they can go. In fact, there's like this alternate dimension that it could slip through. And then you could summon your player character to come out wherever the drone came out. So we could basically swap places like that. And it's a really neat mechanic. Because, like, it's a little tiny 8-bit, like, version of the world, and the drone isn't really meant for combat, so, you gotta be careful how you fight. And in fact, fighting enemies in this game isn't really recommended in the first place, because there's not much of a reward to do so, because while there is a character progression system of sorts, there isn't really an experience system per se. The only thing you really get from fighting is extra health and energy for your hacking. But so learning how to manage your hacking points and knowing when to fight is very important in this version of the game. And so that might turn off certain people. But it's as good of a sequel as I would expect from a game which probably didn't need a sequel, but he apparently had a lot more ideas to put out, so he made one. And I'm glad he did, because it's a really enjoyable game. And there are points in the game I wish they could have strengthened, like maybe make the map a little bit more discernible, putting down icons that let you know about items that you might have found, but might not have initially be able to pick up at before. So the game kind of expects you to put down a little point of interest marker to, because it doesn't do it for you. But I kind of wish he would have done something for that. But it's the only real negative point I'd put down for the game. But for the score, I'd give this game a 9.5 out of 10, and because that's the only improvement that I could have seen for the game that would have given it a 10 score. But other than that, if you like the fan or are a fan of Metroidvania games, then by all means check this game out. See you later. Bye-bye.